tolerant. Rabbeinu Tam brings in the Tesis and Ksubis about a woman that converted when she married a non-Jew, and now she is coming back to Judaism and her non-Jewish husband is going to convert. So the question is whether or not they could stay married. Because Asur Leboel, that whole, a whole complicated legal question. And the Rabbeinu Tam permitted it because he said if it'll bring her back and bring him back, so then we have to find a way to do it. That strength of Rabbeinu Tam in trying to mitigate on behalf of Jews who converted is an extraordinary thing, because of the fact that it was so widespread during his time, and the populace took a terribly negative attitude towards it. You can well imagine that. That a person, the people who were under pressure to convert, and they did not convert, and they suffered all the sufferings because of it. And they had a neighbor that converted, and then 10 years later he came back and said, "I'm sorry," and they're willing to give him, you know, Master Yonah. So that doesn't, that didn't sit well with the population. And therefore, on a popular level, on a mass level, the returnees to Judaism were not accepted as readily as they were on the halachic level, as we see in the discussions of Rabbeinu Tam. Now, the Rabbeinu Tam also has interesting commentaries about non-Jewish things that happened during his time. For instance, there was the famous dispute between Abelard, who founded the University of Paris and was one of the great scholastics of his time, and his own teacher, Guillenarm, who proposed a different method of sophistry of study. Well, those two people went at it in such a way that it was an absolute civil war. And the Rabbeinu Tam, and they had each other thrown out of universities, they had buildings closed, they had libraries burned. It was just the war of the righteous, when everything goes. And Rabbeinu Tam pointed out, as a matter of pride, the disputes that existed between the Baalei Tosfos. So he said, even though we may say harsh things one to another, and even though we may dispute each other, but it is never on a personal level. He said, we are looking for the truth. And the truth is the goal of all of us. And that, he said, was the great difference in the Torah schools, because the Torah schools really searched for the truth. Rabbeinu Tam also opposed, though he himself sometimes did it himself, but he also opposed the editing of texts, which had become quite popular. Because what happens is, many times in the copyists naturally made errors in the Talmud. But what happened many times is that if you had a piece of Talmud and you couldn't figure it out, so you just crossed out, you know, it's like the accountant that's missing 2 cents. So he takes 2 cents out of his pocket and it's even. They just crossed out words or changed words. And now you see a great deal of diatribe, I think that's the only word, from the Rabbeinu Tam against that type of behavior. He has a long dispute with the Rabbeinu Meshulam, and then he has a dispute with Rabbeinu Ephraim, all based on that idea, because they amended texts. They changed the word in order to make it fit. And their defense was that, well, they never saw another text, or that was the text they had originally. But the Rabbeinu Tam didn't, he accepted almost no excuses, because of the fact that he felt that that would single-handedly destroy the authenticity of the Talmud, if everybody could just fix up the text to make it as they wished. Now, as I mentioned to you, in the 1140s, the second crusade began. The second crusade was to strengthen the conquest of the first crusade. The second crusade was already not successful. It petered out all the way. But it again